a group of folks that I have been sort of affiliated with for well over 25 years. I'm not too happy sometimes to sit down and count how many years is what and where and what have you. Happy to present some Grand Ole Opry talent. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to stand here and introduce to you a lady. She's truly a lady of country music or bluegrass music, whatever you prefer today. Would you please get together and welcome with a nice round of applause, a good warm welcome for Wilma Lee and the Clinch Mountain Clan from Tennessee.
Have all faded away.
Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the breast, lying cold on the ground.
He's been in this prison for 20 long years. Now he sees hell through his bitter tears. He's free to go on poor Ellen's grave. Pretty flowers he will strew.
Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the breast, lying cold on the
Thank you.
You can't be awaiting so long, dear. The flowers have all withered now.
I know that you have seen trouble, but never hang down your head. Your love for me is like a flower. Your love for me is dead.
I've been gathering flowers from the hillside to wreathe around your brow. But you kept me awaiting so long, dear. The flowers have all withered down. It was someone bright to
you kept me awaiting so long, dear. The flowers have all withered now. Cold hands cannot hold these roses. Still cannot kiss thee. They are gone from me forevermore.
I've been gathering flowers from the hillside to wreathe around your brow. But you kept me awaiting so long, dear. The flowers have all withered
that nice hand, and let me say a big hello to each and every one of you here this evening. It's nice to see the hillside filling up with beautiful faces out there. It's always good to get to come back to the state of New York and visit with all you wonderful folks, and I'm sure that there's folks here from other states besides the state of New York. I was talking to some folks down at the motel a while ago, and they're over from Connecticut, and they were asking for some special songs, and I'm sure there's other states represented. We're glad to have you, and just welcome to the big Berkshire Bluegrass Festival. I want you to meet the boys that I brought along with me on this trip. As you know, I lost Stoney the 22nd day of March of this year, so it's been kind of hard. We've been working and learning our songs. All of the boys have to learn songs that Stoney and I have done over the years. Makes it kind of hard for them to learn them so fast. But I want you to meet them and give them good hands, because they're all good boys and they play good instruments. They're good musicians. First, let me start over here on my left and on your right. One of the finest banjo pickers in the country today with the new style of picking. He's got a new album out on Rounder Records that's really doing real good for him. We're glad, and I want you to meet him and give him a nice big welcome. He comes from the state of Virginia. This is Butch Robbins over here. The boy standing behind me with the bass comes to us from the state of Alabama, and he's been with Stoney and I for almost 3 years now. We're really proud of him. He's a nice young boy. His father's a fiddle player, plays bluegrass fiddle. He's played for Jim and Jesse and a lot of them. I believe he's working for Charlie Louvin right now. But I want you to meet this boy. He's not married, girls. We bring him along for all of the young girls. He says he'd like to be. I heard him say the other day that he'd like to be, that he was a-looking. Now, he plays a little hard to get, but don't you pay no attention to that, because he can be hands. I want you to meet him. Stan, come up here, Jim. I want you to meet him and give him a nice hand. Jim Brock Jr. He comes to us from the state of Alabama. Roy standing back here with the fiddle. He comes to us from right out of Nashville, Tennessee. I feel that we're lucky to get Woody. Woody's a graduate of MIT. We needed somebody that had a little brains in this outfit here to help us along. And so we got Woody for that. I want you to meet him. He's a fine fiddle player and a nice man. He's got his two young sons with him here on this trip. So let's give him a nice big welcome. Woody Paul Christman. A lot of you know that Bill Carver was my dobro player and had worked for Stoney and I for years. Bill went into the ministry about 2 weeks ago, preaching the gospel, became a minister in the Assemblies of God Church. So I brought in a fine young man from the state of North Carolina, Franklinton, North Carolina. I'm proud of him, and I like his playing, and I think you will too, and I want you to give him a nice big New York welcome too. His name is Gene Wooten. Gene. Way over on my right is the gentleman that worked, Stoney and I met him when we were working in Wheeling, West Virginia. He came down there, I believe, and worked for a while with Red Belcher. He worked for Stoney, he worked with us. And he's truly a friend. Whenever I lost Stoney, Tex Logan called me and he said, Wilma Lee, I'll make all of your show dates with you. And he's got a job too. And he said, I'll make them with you. And he has. He's made them all. And I'm really proud to say, to call this man a friend of mine. Now I want you to meet him and give him a nice welcome. Tex Logan. Thank you. We're going to have Tex to do a fiddle tune. And Tex, do you want to come over and fiddle on this one over here? It'll be closer to it.
I don't know.
Come over here.
Okay, I'll come over there.
I want the guitar over here right in my ear, Wilma Lee.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there's nobody in the world can play guitar behind a fiddle like Wilma Lee. And I'm telling you, I really enjoy doing fiddle tunes with her. Yeah, Stoney taught her. He played awful fast. And Wilma Lee is not going to be left behind anywhere along the line. Give me a little more soup on this thing for this fiddle tune, will you? Because I'm going to turn it on this thing. And now, Wilma Lee, I want to do this tune here. It's one of Bill Monroe's fiddle tunes. He's written a lot of good fiddle tunes, and this is one of my favorites. I want to do this for our good friend Ralph Jones that used to work with. He and I worked with Jerry and Sky way back in Boston years ago. And then he worked for you and Stoney down in Wheeling, a great dobro player, and it's sure good to see Ralph Jones. Gonna do this tune for him called Tall Timber.
Thank you.
fiddling techs.
Hey, here's
the
banjo. Folks
really enjoy it. It's fiddling like that that warms us up here. You clap your hands and that'll help warm you up. Techs will do this fast fiddling. Warm us up here. Here's a song we want to do for you out of one of our albums. This is called Bury Me Beneath the Willow. And Gene, can you kick us off over there?
One night as he was returning,
dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was lasting as cold as he drew near her window. A shadow he saw on the shade. Those beautiful times. There's one less Philadelphia on you in old Philadelphia tonight.
Emily.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Casey.
I just noticed a friend out there we want to do the number for. Haven't seen in a long time. John Small and his wife out there. We worked for years ago in Provincetown.
Yes. They have a little girl. Well, she's grown up now, I guess. But they have a daughter that they named for me, Tex. Did you know
right?
that?
No,
yes, sir. Emily Small. I've got a lot of namesakes across the country, and I'm proud of all of them. I got about 300 or 400 of them, and I consider that quite an honor, and their daughter is one of them. Yes. Here's a song that some folks asked me down at the motel. They were on their way up here to the festival, and they asked me if I would do this for them, and I was just happy to, because over the years, one of my most requested numbers is the Tramp on the Street.
Street. And the fiddle. you, friends. Thank you so much. I've had a virus that I've had for about 5 or 6 weeks. Started with a sore throat and then it ended up in the chest. I thought I was over it the first time. It was doing pretty good, and all at once I had it again. Well, got over it again, I thought. Now, last week it was down in Florida, and it got so bad I had to go to a hospital and get some treatments for it, and I've still got it. I can't get rid of it. But I do the best I can, and it seems like the wind is blowing right down your throat every time you open your mouth up here. And so that's why we're turning this way, dodging the wind a little bit. So you'll have to look over us just a bit here this evening. Here's the dobro player, Gene Wooten. I want him to come up here and pick a tune for all of you folks on this dobro guitar. And there's one that a lot of the dobro people play. And I think it's a specialty of the dobro guitar pickers. And he's going to do his version this evening of one called the Steel Guitar Chimes. Canvas, and that'll stop the air from coming across the stage so bad. For Ralph Jones over here, and for Peggy, and your wife, Tex, and all the other wonderful folks here this evening, and Nancy Talbot for having me and the boys up here on the program this evening. Yes, give her a nice hand because she works awful hard. I'm sure she appreciates that. And this is a song that I'm sure that all you folks remember. No one knows. I give the world take your place. Give him a nice hand, because it's pretty. Now,
the crown of thorns. All who see it will remember that it was upon the dogwood
tree I was crucified. And this tree shall not be mutilated or destroyed, but cherished as a reminder of my death. And did one of the songs for the Lord. We always had hits in the session. We never leave him out. Never in our lives have we ever left him out. We gotta remember him now. Here's one called Give Me the Roses While I Live. Wonderful things of folks are said when they have passed away. The narrow bed over the sleeping clay.
Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone.
He's never played on the banjo yet. And I want him to pick one of the tunes that he's got in his album on Rounder Records. What's the name of that album that you have over here? 40 Years Late is the name of it. I was talking to a gentleman today, and he said that he had seen that album somewhere, Butch. It's really getting around. That's good. I'm glad for you. Butch is a good picker, and he deserves this album. And if you see it in your stores anywhere, pick one up and take it home. I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. Before your fingers get any colder, Butch, let's do one here that you've got in that album, as I said, called Sally Goodman, Butch Really Picks It.